A few years ago, when women took over, one of our first new rules was that the males may not pleasure themselves. This rule proved hard to regulate, so the masturbation police were formed to teach disobedient males a lesson. You knew about this, and yet here you were. Your blankets pulled up to your neck, with your arm pumping up and down from underneath. I had warned you time and time again that only women are allowed to touch themselves. But apparently, you thought you could get away with your rule breaking behind closed doors. Well, joke's on you. You'd forgotten to close your door all the way. So me and your big sister both got a good look at your mischief. I felt bad for doing what I did next. Believe me, I did. Your sister bawled her eyes out as she watched. She watched me pull out my cell phone and dial that number that all naughty males dread. Masturbation, please. What is your emergency? Yes, I need someone to come over right away. My son is in his bedroom, stroking his little penis, and needs to be taught a lesson. Okay, I have a unit headed your way, ma'am. I thanked her and hung up. I tried to console your sister, reminded her that you were just a male. But she continued to sob for the sake of you, her little brother. I was terrified that she was shaping up to be one of those deplorable revolutionaries. But the wailing of approaching sirens pulled me back to reality. I could hear a frightful gasp coming from your bedroom. It's as if you knew those sirens were for you. The sirens cut off outside our house, and then came the clapping of heavy boots, the ringing of the doorbell. I could hear you whimpering, and I had trouble suppressing my evil grin as I walked to the door. Upon opening it, I was greeted by three masturbation officers. I had never gotten an up-close look, so their appearance surprised me a little. Their uniforms more resembled sexy Halloween costumes. Combat boots, no pants, just a black tutu to hide their privates, showing off their long, smooth legs. A black vest, showing off their badges, and unbuttoned to show off their cleavage. Big, pouty red lips, long, wavy hair, and sunglasses resting atop their foreheads. You called the Masturbation Police Department? The one in the middle asked, planting her hands on her hips, cocking her ass to the side. Yes, I did. I stammered, feeling quite turned on by their outfits. Right this way. I led them down the hall towards your bedroom, describing what I had seen you doing as I approached. And when we arrived at your door, the three officers pushed it open, stepped inside, and there you were, standing like a terrified deer in headlights, with your underwear pulled up to your knees. You probably thought that if you were dressed when the officers came in, that you would be spared your punishment. But you didn't anticipate that your stiff and dripping boyhood would still be out in the open upon their arrival. You tried explaining that it wasn't what it looked like, that you were just scratching an itch, but the officers just laughed in your face, pinned your arms behind your back, leading you out of your bedroom and up the hall. The officers continued to ignore you as you came up with more and more excuses. You gave up and started begging me, with tears brimming in your eyes, to help you. Please help you. But I gave you the same silent treatment as the officers. Finally, they marched you out the front door and out into the middle of the street. All of the other sexy mommies and their daughters in our neighborhood had come to watch the punishment as soon as they heard those fateful sirens. Watching a masturbation punishment is truly one of the most enjoyable things in the world for a woman. Oh, and as soon as the women saw your naked body, they burst into either fits of laughter or groans of pleasure. The latter had their hands buried in their pants. They slowly began to rub themselves, watching your still semi-hard penis sway with your movements. The officers sat you down in the middle of the street where the surrounding women could get a perfect view. Then, one of the officers sat down close behind you, lifted you up onto her lap, feeling her soft, toned, smooth legs against your naked body. Felt awfully good. Caused your cock to stand up proudly. Oh, look at his little boner, Mom. A teen cooed to her mother. Both of them standing side by side with a hand in each other's pants. The officer who was holding you slowly gripped your cock, gently with her index finger and thumb. She started to gently tug the skin up and down. You let out a moan and laid back against the officer, your brain in a cloud of bliss, despite being humiliated in front of all of your gorgeous neighbors. The officer whispered into your ear, "That's it. Just sit there and take it. Boys like you always love their punishment at first. But after a while, not so much. I hope you're ready to scream and cry in front of all these ladies. That's all you'll be able to do once the punishment begins to take effect." The officer's entire hand now wraps around your little stiffy, picks up the pace, ushering forth a few droplets of pre-cum. The all-female audience giggles as they watch your cock begin to ooze. A few teens step close and kneel down, pulling out their phones, taking some pictures to show their friends and to enjoy in their own private time. "Have fun, little guy," one of them teases as they head back into the crowd. You begin to try and wiggle your way free, but the officer wraps her free arm around your stomach to keep you locked in place. I watch as your face goes from relaxed to panicked as you realize what's about to happen. You've never achieved orgasm before, having been too scared that you'd be caught with cum-stained sheets. You begin to whimper as it dawns on you that the most sensitive part of your body is about to go through something completely unknown. "Hold still. I'm gonna make you come, whether you like it or not," Her stroking gets even faster, and the crowd begins to chant. Come, 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 come. I can see you trying to fight back. Your eyes are closed tight. Your hands are balled into fists. Your teeth are clenched. You try everything you can to keep yourself from coming, but it's no match for the skilled hand wrapped around your cock. You let out a loud grunt, and then that cum load sprays all over the asphalt, the officer's bare legs. As you continue to shoot rope after rope of your hot, sticky cream, the crowd goes wild. The ladies that had their hands in their pants are really going at it now, grunting and groaning and screaming along with you. Those teens have returned with their phones, this time filming your spasming and spraying cock. While you're finally emptied, you lay back against the officer, humiliated, undefeated. A few of the women have gone back home, but the ones that remain continue their tirade of laughing and teasing and insulting. Oh, poor you. The other two officers come over and help you stand up. Your knees are shaking, so the officers keep a firm grip on your shoulders. The one who had been punishing you walks over and kneels down so that she's at eye level with you. With a gentle voice, she says, I'm sorry that I had to do that to you, little guy, but you know that males aren't allowed to touch their private parts. I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just teaching you a lesson. Oh, and before I forget, the officer grabs a cage-like object from her belt and attaches it to your cock. There we go. Oh, don't be afraid. This cage isn't going to hurt you. In fact, it's going to help you. Now you won't have to worry. You won't have to worry about getting in trouble like this again. That cage will ensure that you'll never be able to touch your little pee-pee, no matter how intense those urges are. You won't be able to satisfy them.